Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Time for a quick hey, I was wondering, as we are already behind, which is awesome. I'm not going to lie. I like when we get behind early because it makes me feel like we've actually done something.
Really? Oh,
nice. It's when we're early. I feel like, you know what? We're kind of cheating you folks. We're not really working that hard. So this one, I feel like we've really tried hard, even though I kind of cheated with the Austin comments a second ago.
Yeah.
That filled time.
Well,
here we go. This comes to us from Misha. Hey, Eric. It's Misha. I knew this because it's signed Misha, and she just told me it, much like Melissa does.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky's hip pointer. I'm wondering, what the hell is a hip pointer? Thanks, Misha. You do hear about those in sports a lot.
Yeah.
You know, the quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, has a hip pointer. The running back has a hip pointer. The basketball player has a hip pointer. But you rarely run into it in everyday life where you're like, Joe down in the plant, he's got a hip pointer.
That's true.
I have no idea what it is. I've never heard of that.
Never heard of a hip pointer?
I mean, not medically with friends or family members.
Other than an athlete,
like
you don't know anybody that's ever got one.
No.
Oh, grandma can't make Thanksgiving. Has a hip pointer.
Never heard
if
it.
If it's grandma, I wonder if...
She's out of the starting lineup then.
I wonder if, you know, with like a 26-year-old quarterback, what is a hip pointer on a 70-year-old lady? That's a big emergency.
I'm certain it... Well, a splinter
really
is a big emergency
really
on a person in old folks'
home. By the time you get to grandma's age, it's not a pointer anymore. It's an emergency room visit.
Getting to the bathroom is difficult.
Right, Not peeing for 2 days is time to call the ambulance.
Right.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Do we have any medical professionals, 530 Club members listening, that can diagnose and explain to Misha and the rest of us what exactly is a hip pointer that Mitch apparently might or might not have?
Right. He's over it now, I guess. Right. Although he was still limping a little bit Sunday.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
His hips aren't pointing anymore.
But it was kind of like a fake limp.
Like I gotta remember that I'm supposed to be hurt.
Right, like somebody reminded him, limp out. When you walk out, limp.
Even after everything they've said, you still
well,
think
after
it's
the
not...
first game, when he walked off the field, this was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he had the big talk
with coach
and he got benched, and then he walked off the field, he walked off totally fine. They kept showing video of him walking fine. And then after the game, they're like, he's got a bad hip. They're like, well, he didn't look like he had a bad hip about 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And then when he walked to the podium, he was limping.
Yeah, oh, the adrenaline during the game, he wasn't limping. But afterward, oh, man, that's when you feel it.
312-233-1019. Doctors, nurses, paramedics, hip specialists, anybody that can help us out and explain what a hip pointer is. We need your help this morning. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Eric.
Hey, so you can even hear it in Ron's voice. Yeah. Like, I don't really feel like participating, but I'm going to help him. I'm going to help a guy out. Thanks, Ron.
Nice.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it. Ron, hip pointer.
It's a bruise or contusion of your hip bone, basically. So your hip, it's just a bad bruise on your hip.
It's an internal contusion? You've been contused?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You ever had one?
I have.
Playing football?
Just high school football.
Yep. Because you don't really see people in everyday life, like, you know, at the office come in and go, man, I got a hip pointer.
That's right.
Right. It's hard to get the hip injuries on the everyday office life.
Yeah, if you fall on your hip in real life, it's probably a pretty bad situation, but getting tackled, it's kind of normal.
Right. How painful is it on a scale of 1 to 10, Ron?
It depends. It can be extremely painful, and it can be just extremely minor. It just depends on the bruise and where it's at on your hip.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Contused hip bone. There it
Never
is. There's
it.
Ron.
But you know, he's had it.
Give Ron a prize.
Okay.
Ron, happy Thanksgiving. You get a prize for deciding to roll out of bed and dial.
Hey, thanks, Eric.
All right, buddy.
Hold on. That's worth it.
We'll give you this. A $100.
My guy Ron. Casual Ron, I like to call him.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet you Ron has never really enjoyed raking leaves either. Let me ask him.
He's got the hip pointer.
Oh.
Hey, Ron, when you were a kid, did you have to rake leaves?
I did not.
Oh, no.
Wow, you're lucky.
How about shovel? Do you have to do that?
Every time it snowed, I had to shovel.
Were your parents a little afraid to come in your room because they didn't want to know what was going on in there?
That's a little too much information.
Ron's a careful guy.
Yes.
Santa Violetta. Put the pressure on her. It's her first Christmas with us.
Yeah.
She's in charge of the gift giving. She says, whip, that was easy. I bought him some. God, that's done. Eric, no problem. Melissa, nothing.
Nope.
In Melissa's words, Melissa's email to me, Violetta says she doesn't like anything or follow anything and is a little bit boring.
The boring part is not true.
It's in there. Wow. It's in the email. It's got to be true. People don't lie in emails.
No.
You should know that.
Exaggerate me.
All right. So if you were to say, all right, well, here's a little guidance, Violetta. You want to know something about Melissa to get for her holiday. Yeah. So you need to think of these things. Like, for example, what, Ashley?
She should get some cool toys or sweaters or something for her favorite dog, Butch.
Oh, favorite dog, Butch. She loves Butch.
I do love Butch.
Butch, that's kind of a gift for Butch, too, but that's
but
okay.
But I enjoy it. Yeah. I would enjoy it. Yeah. Okay, cool.
You suggest what, Linda?
Oh, tickets to an unusual museum like the Chair Museum.
Tickets to an unusual museum like which one?
The Chair Museum?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Melissa liked going to the Chair Museum to walk around and look at chairs.
That's right.
It was very historical, very interesting.
A lot of historical
chairs. They all have
glass. Walked in and like, wow, that's an old chair. That's a really old chair. That's very historical. Very good suggestion. Get her a what at number three, Rick?
An alarm clock.
An alarm clock.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. A lot of people have been messaging me that as
alarm clock. That's a good choice. That's a good choice. Leah at number two.
Hey, wasn't she a fitness instructor at one point? You could get her like a Lululemon gift card or something.
Right,
oh, yeah.
Workout clothes from that time that Melissa was a fitness instructor that nobody seems to remember
I know
about or ever verify.
For like 4 years.
You know what, you've said that I have yet to have anybody that's ever taken your fitness class. Or that has a picture of you as a fitness instructor.
Did you go under an assumed name?
I don't think we took pictures. No, but
there were no pictures taken in 4 years.
Nobody.
All right.
Nobody
had.
You know, we didn't have the phones.
I've known you virtually my whole life.
Who was carrying cameras in there?
You know, I was once a professional quarterback.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Somebody
will email
you.
And finally, in at number one, the perfect gift is what, Monique?
Framed Maroon 5 lyrics.
Ah,
so she'll be prepared when she sings.
There you go. I like it.
Yes.
Framed Maroon 5 lyrics.
With a picture of them.
Yeah, put that up right in her dining room.
With Adam Levine with his shirt off.
Ah. Framed Maroon 5 lyrics. You like that? It's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
Whip was doing a story that people that aren't American that hate this country have decided they're not going to have turkey for Thanksgiving. Which
that's right.
I think is just, like, ridiculous.
Right.
Why wouldn't you have turkey for Thanksgiving?
People are sick of it, supposedly.
Seriously?
Who is sick of turkey? Is there anything better than a turkey avocado sandwich? Is there really?
No.
That's America, baby.
That's true.
Yeah, plus you don't normally have a whole turkey only on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So
that's
it's
true.
Like the day to do it.
Yeah. It's something called tradition.
Yeah. Yes. What's wrong with the tradition?
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun. Even like, if you don't like it, eat it.
Wouldn't it be weird if you went to Grandma's house and you're all sitting around the table and Grandma comes walking in and sets it down right in the middle and goes, bam, rack of ribs, let's go.
Right.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. That'd be
right?
So
if
weird.
Grandma served a big, huge rack of ribs on Thanksgiving, right. I mean, not that it wouldn't be delicious.
Oh,
it
sure.
would be.
And that's more 4th of July. You know?
Rack of ribs?
Yeah, well, something and grilled. And it's not as warm and fuzzy.
Right.
Is the turkey mashed potato thing.
Right. And then you follow that up with a story about overrated foods.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving. All right. Now, here's what I'm wondering. 312-233-1019. What do you feel is the most overrated food at Thanksgiving? What do you feel? Take a second. Think about it. Is the most overrated food. It's there every year. No one has any interest in it.
No one?
Well, you know, most. Or maybe you don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't take me so literal.
All right.
You know,
Got it.
I'm just talking in generalities here to get the conversation going. I feel like I'm being deposed. Like, well, what do you mean by no one, Mr. Ferguson?
Well, I mean, someone does.
But, you said no one, and I can have the court reporter read it back to you if you'd like.
Well,
no,
this
is good. I got you.
Those were your words, sir. Your words.
I know. 312-233-1019, the most overrated Thanksgiving food, because I had mentioned earlier, I had a conversation yesterday where someone said, you know, mashed potatoes, those are overrated.
I don't get that.
Now, I'm not a big potato guy in general.
You're not?
I'm not.
Oh.
But I feel as though mashed potatoes are a necessary part of the process.
I think
I
so.
I get it.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, no, mashed potatoes. You can have those like, you know, like in September with meatloaf.
Yeah, but it's like the glue that brings everything together.
Well, here's what they're saying. To finish that thought, it's like, you know, you can have it in September with meatloaf. You got to dress up your potatoes. You know, make it maybe go au gratin-y.
Mm-hmm. Scallop. Like do something
or scallopy
different.
Or whatever. You got to dress them up to go mm-hmm. along with the festive quality of Thanksgiving. I'm like, yeah, no, you really don't. You're also probably serving a rack of ribs too, aren't you? 312-233-1019.
What? What's the matter?
Well, see, everybody's...
Gone. Everybody's gone?
No, everybody's calling. You are getting way ahead of yourself.
Oh, I thought maybe the call
everybody's
dropped.
Gone. No, we got plenty.
Okay.
We got plenty, but they're all on the same kind of thought process.
Mm.
Like, for example, the most overrated food, Tyler.
Cranberry sauce. It's not even sauce. It's Jell-O.
It oh, you're talking like the canned kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out like a cartoon kind of. It just kind of just slides
that's the beauty
out
of it, Tyler.
Oh, it makes me puke.
Yeah.
Canned cranberries are delicious.
Oh, you know what?
I get it.
We're with the norm there, and Tyler is, because that is what the Hardee's survey said was the number one
Hardee's.
Most overrated Thanksgiving food.
It's Hardee's doing yeah. the survey.
37% of Americans say it's overrated. Cranberry
John.
Sauce.
Hello, how are you? Cranberry Hi. Sauce. I feel like it's more of a dish to just put there for decoration.
It's a garnish type dish. Mix it in with the stuffing and the turkey. Come on.
It does look fun. I don't want to eat
it. It looks fun.
I don't want to eat it, but it does look fun.
It looks fun. It does.
And if you have dry turkey, you need to dip it
yeah,
in
you
the cranberry.
Mix it in there. Like, I think gravy's way overrated.
What?
I know a bunch of you just stared at the radio when I said that and said, now
gravy's
I hate
the
you.
Best.
No, I think gravy is way overrated.
Oh, my God.
Why do you talk like that?
Because I'm...
Oh, my God.
I am
why did
just,
you become
I cannot
Eastern?
Believe...
Why did you just move here from Jersey? Oh, my God.
I Shocked. Think that is the absolute, that is what makes the Thanksgiving.
When
that's
you're with your girlfriends, do
tier.
All of you do character voices? Like
yes.
if there are five of you around the table?
Probably.
Can you imagine sitting at that table? Oh, my God. You're telling me. It's like you're watching a cartoon. Because Melissa, when she talks, sometimes when she gets going,
yeah.
it's
oh
almost God. Like she gets tired of hearing her own voice, so she changes her voice into different characters.
You got to keep it fresh.
Well,
yeah. That or even she's not convinced she's being interesting, so she changes it.
What?
No, I don't mean that in a bad way, but you change it in order to, like, add
you
entertainment quality.
Bad
like,
stay
to add
me.
Entertainment quality.
Yeah. That's like,
like
it's
if
like
you're in the dictionary,
color.
You'd be like, odd holiday traditions, in order to, you know, entertain.
God.
It's totally overrated, Marie.
Oh, yeah. Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Mm, I love it. Mm-mm.
You know what,
Oh, yeah, my husband said this last night. He's like, you're going to make that green bean thing this Thanksgiving. And I'm like, okay.
That green bean thing, yeah.
And those crispy onions on top. It's a good dish.
You know what, I think I don't like green bean casserole, and then I just put it on there because, and I end up liking it every year.
Really?
But I'm prepared not to.
Yeah, I don't want it.
You don't like anything.
Well, that's true. I think, though, green bean casserole specifically, like, I don't
like,
think
you
my
don't
mom...
eat anything for dessert but chocolate.
Well,
like, you don't like Skittles. You
I've
don't like,
grown
I mean, you
to
don't
like
anything.
Pumpkin pie, though, while we're on the Thanksgiving discussion.
Ambrosia.
Hey.
Most overrated Thanksgiving dish.
Absolutely stuffing.
I might agree with you.
Yeah,
overrated,
absolutely.
You're saying?
Yeah.
Overrated. Oh. I haven't had it in about 20 years.
Yep.
Get out this group here. Is all over the place.
Yeah, I might.
It depends like, on how it's made.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
my
is
mom
true.
Does not
Usually
do
not
the job.
Made well.
That is true. Yeah. I mean,
I
here's
it.
The thing with stuffing. You don't like it either?
No, I love it.
Oh, I don't
no,
like
I'm
it.
Talking
oh,
most.
Sorry.
Because of the celery. I don't
That's
like
what
celery.
I was going to say. Some people overdo the celery and they don't cut it fine enough.
Yeah.
And then you get chunks of celery. It's like, who wants to
But you just don't like celery, period.
No, I don't like celery, and I don't like necessarily the texture of it if it's too mushy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's too, and it's got to be more like crunchy on the outside or
right,
something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's get into what's trending on Twitter. We have a lot happening after 7 o'clock you're going to want to be around for. Mel D, our social media director, joins us. Now, I've been getting a lot of emails, Mel,
yeah.
Saying that you're slipping back into the show.
Oh, no. I'm trying not to. I'm not going to say it at all.
I know.
It's her signature.
So when I say in at number three, just go, well, Eric, or Justin Timberlake says, or whatever it might
right.
be.
All right.
You don't have to go, so, Eric.
Right.
It's her little transition.
So, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right. Melody, top three things currently trending on Twitter at number three.
Well, Eric, Hoda Kotb from the Today Show shocked all of her viewers yesterday and her co-host when she announced during the show that she's engaged.
Ooh.
So Hoda and Joel Schiffman have been dating for 6 years and now they're engaged. So Hoda cut the news from all of her co-hosts and during their show yesterday, she slipped off the ring on her finger and broke the news. So everybody on Twitter is sending their congrats to her.
Yet another reason for Kathy Lee Gifford to get drunk.
Oh,
trending on
man.
Twitter, number two.
All right, so it always... Oh, my God, I just said it. No! All right.
Okay. Always,
I started off saying it, and then
you
I...
You started with all right, then you said so. Yeah. You're okay. You're all right.
It always seems like movies are breaking new records all the time, and that's exactly what happened with the new Frozen 2 movie out. It's now the highest-grossing animated film ever.
Wow.
So it already is out to make over $284 million by next week, and even the producers for the movie are feeling so much pressure to make another sequel to the new one that they're saying that they need some time to compress and think about everything before they start to talk about another Frozen movie. So Disney is out there breaking records all the time.
When they want to decompress...
Maybe they want to compress all their money into one big bundle so they can buy new stuff for themselves.
All right, I got you. Trending on Twitter, number one.
Whip might like this. The first trailer for The Bachelor is out, and everybody's talking about it.
All right.
Peter Weber, the next Bachelor, shocked Bachelor Nation.
Pilot Pete.
Did he do it in a lighthouse with what's her name?
Yeah, and he's the one that got the head injury.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Pilot Pete.
Yeah, because in the trailer he basically comes in on a pilot, a big airplane or something.
Right.
So he asked Hannah Brown to join him in the new season. It shocked Bachelor Nation.
That's
the trailer dropped during Dancing with the Stars finale last night, and now people are wondering if Hannah Brown will join Peter in this new season. No one's buying it. Nobody actually thinks Hannah will join the new cast,
to find out. I read this morning, first of all, Hannah won Dancing with the Stars, which none of us even knew was on.
Right.
Okay,
right.
She won it last night.
Yeah.
She won
the
championship. And she sat down and she asked him if she could be in it.
Oh, what? Wow.
Yeah.
That's desperate.
Hannah sat down and
desperate.
Asked Pete and said, I'd like to try to reinvestigate or rediscover what you and I had. I made a mistake before. I'd like to be a part of this. And he said yes. I'm telling you, she's going to be in it.
People are just thinking that they're doing it for attention.
It's a whole new angle, though.
Oh, boy.
They're doing it for attention. How dare you?
That's what they do. There we go.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house. Now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But, honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who?
Bigger.
With a strange Thanksgiving tradition. Cindy?
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Strange
Thanksgiving tradition?
We have a family fantasy football league, and the first person to lose to me and the season has dinner on the stairs by themselves.
So if they lose to your team in fantasy football, they have to eat on the stairs.
Yeah.
I like it. Take your plate over, go sit on the stairs by yourself, you loser.
Oh, my God.
Make it mean something. Yeah. High stakes.
Yeah, bet you'll try harder next time in the Family Fantasy Football League. You don't have to eat on the stairs. I like it. Bob.
Yes.
Hey, girl. strange family tradition for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, my brother started it. I continued it when kids were littler, especially.
Uh-huh.
They're still sleeping in the morning, and before we put the turkey in the roaster to start cooking it, I bring it around, and everybody's got to smack the turkey.
Really? Smack the turkey.
They used to do that a lot in college, right?
Smack before Tom gets put in the oven.
Right.
Oh,
all right, everybody. Get together and smack the turkey.
Yeah, smack it.
That doesn't mean anything.
Smack it good.
And
hey,
if
girl.
You're not going to smack it, you do what to it? Hey, Donna, it's a Thanksgiving tradition.
We dance with our turkey.
Gotta dance
we clean
with the turkey.
Yeah.
And after we clean it, it dances across the counter.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
How big of a turkey is it?
It's about a 25-pound turkey.
Ah, there you go. The big dancing turkey. I love it. Smacking the turkey. Dancing the turkey. Eating on the stairs. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
There he is right there. You know what's going to get asked, and you know who's going to ask it. And Thanksgiving is 48 hours away, and this question awaits you. There's basically two primary questions that are going to get asked that everybody's calling about.
Okay.
Two primaries. If you can break outside those primary questions, you might win. Because everybody. Rachel, you're not alone on this one. What are you guaranteed to get asked on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, my husband and I just got married a few weeks ago, and we're definitely going to get asked, when are we going to have kids? Over and over.
When are you going to have kids? Very popular question. And who will likely ask you that first?
I think most likely it's going to be the in-laws, so my husband's parents. I think they're going to be the ones to ask about kids first because they want grandkids like ASAP. So.
And what will be your standard response?
Our standard response is going to be, well, we just got a puppy. So we're not quite ready yet.
Good start, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the warm-up.
We can't even stop the puppy from peeing on the rug.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Baby steps here. I'm sorry, poor choice of words.
Oh. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Puppy Allison, steps. I'm sorry. Oh, hang on. Allison, what are you going to get asked?
Same as Rachel, when am I having kids?
When are you having kids? All right. And who will be the person asking you that?
Probably my grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah. Okay. Grandmas aren't afraid to ask that question.
No, they don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, they figure by this point they've earned the right to say whatever they feel.
For
like.
Sure.
Right. And tell you how wrong you are.
Yeah.
And how will you handle it?
We're not. That's my answer.
That we're not.
Oh.
We're just, you're shutting it down right at the
start.
Shutting
it down.
Yeah. Not only am I not answering it, we're not even having kids. We might not even get a puppy. Okay. The question that will get asked, you know it's coming, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. What's that question?
Politics would be brought up. The last college, what we think about the trial going on, and it just ruins everything.
Right, right.
The impeachment trial.
You know what? Colin Jost made a good joke on Weekend Update about that exact thing.
He did?
How the trial can now move from Congress into your dining room table.
Oh, right. Yep. It makes sense. What's the next step? Sure.
And
right.
that's just a stepping stone. Then it turns into
right.
a lot
right.
of other
Everybody takes sides. There's crying. Yep. Somebody throws something.
Somebody walks out.
Right. Who will bring it up?
My father-in-law.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, he's the troublemaker.
It's always him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yep. Very, very predictable. The question you know you're going to get asked, Christopher.
I know I'm going to get asked, well, more so told, that the Packers are better than the Bears this year.
I wouldn't even go. Don't show up.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
Yeah. And who will be bringing that up?
I know my Aunt Kathy's going to bring it up.
Yeah, it's always Aunt Kathy. What a royal pain in the ass she is.
Definitely.
I love your tone.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Is she from Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yeah, of course she is.
Yeah, she's
probably like she has a certain Eau Claire quality to her. Maybe Manitowoc. One of those?
However you pronounce it, it's one of them.
Yeah, it's one of them you can't pronounce.
Conemawak, Manitowoc.
I don't know. Conemawak, Manitowoc. It's one of the walks.
Right.
You know what? Give Christopher a prize just for having to endure that. That's our winner right there. A new survey says most people don't want to stay with relatives during the holidays. Why? Looking for the first correct answer. 312-233-1019. They don't want to stay with relatives. Why, Donna?
Uncomfortable sleeping arrangements.
Excellent guess. Incorrect. That's number two.
Okay.
Uncomfortable sleeping arrangements, number two. Megan, why don't people want to stay with relatives during the holidays?
Because of family drama.
Exactly right. Family drama and or fights will inevitably happen.
Okay.
The number one reason 45% say they anticipate drama and arguments with the family, many citing political differences.
Oh,
again.
Remember,
that came up last hour, remember? Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing but trouble. Megan, do you have big holiday plans?
Not yet.
Not yet. I might suggest you get them rolling. Start, yeah, time's getting short. Yeah. Where are you going to spend Thanksgiving?
With my mom.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, all right, we got that down.
Will that go smoothly?
I think so. It'll be a small group, so we won't have to worry about too much drama.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay. Good, yeah, that's the best
way. To keep it. When you go up to see your family up in Michigan, will you stay at the house or will you stay somewhere else?
No, it's only a little over an hour away, so we only go for the day and then we leave.
Okay.
So we don't stay.
If you were to go up and it was planned that you were going to stay, would you stay at the house or would you stay somewhere else?
I would stay at the house.
Okay. 45% anticipate drama. The number two answer, 20% want to avoid an uncomfortable sleeping arrangement, e.g. sleeping on the couch. I love a good couch sleep.
I actually like sleeping on the couch.
I enjoy a couch sleep.
Yeah, but you might see someone naked unexpectedly.
Hold that thought there.
Oh, sorry.
Porn queen. Always with the naked with her.
Well, no, because I slept on a couch once, and I saw somebody in
their
underwear walking in the living room naked.
Who's walking through the living room naked?
It wasn't even my house. It was my friend's house, and I saw their dad in their underwear.
Always right to the naked with her.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Number three, 18% cited insufficient space or too many people in the home, and it felt cramped. Number four, 15% don't want to sleep over because you won't be able to watch TV on your own.
That's true.
Oh, you kind of like to wind down at the end of the night like
that? Yeah, it's either going to be CNN or Fox News and you want the other one.
Another fight.
Right. 12% don't like the food their family serves and would rather stay elsewhere to enjoy a better meal. And finally, the Violetta answer. 10% won't be able to stroll around in their underpants or nude. They want to spend the night with the family. That's why Violetta won't stay anywhere.
Exactly.
All the nude limitations. Yeah. How am I supposed to be nude here?
Well,
somebody who's not dating, he's getting married. Dennis Quaid is defending the age gap between him and his fiance, saying, "You have no control over who you love."
Oh,
that's right.
So true.
No control.
No control.
What's the age gap again?
39 years.
Wow.
It's not even 40.
It's fine. It's a big deal.
39 years.
Is that a big deal, Melissa?
I do think the older you get, the gap closes. I can even, like, almost just...
Stop. I need to figure out what you just said.
The older you become...
Uh-huh.
Both parties, okay, the gap closes.
You get closer in age, the older
you get. I feel like
it's
more acceptable.
But in this case, the girl's not older. I mean, she's younger.
No, but the... If she was 17...
He'd be in prison.
What is she, 21?
He's 65.
Oh, okay, 24.
She's 26.
Excuse me.
So I think when the younger person becomes more mature, the gap closes like it's more acceptable.
Okay.
Okay, you know what I mean?
But the number stays large. The gap stays large.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with the number.
So when he's 70 and she's 31, it's way more acceptable?
No.
They won't be together anymore. Don't worry about it.
And when he's 75 and she's 36?
No. But what I'm saying is, like, I think that personally for me, like, 10 years, not a big deal. A 10-year gap. 20 years, that's pushing it for me, like, a little bit. That, to me, still is too much. 40 years that they have between them. But generally speaking, once you become grown adults, it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. If you're 17,
aren't
then the gap is...
Aren't all people dating in this kind of grown adults?
That's what I'm... Yeah, but there's two pieces to it.
I'm trying.
Every decade, it gets a little more out there.
I think
right?
we all agree on that.
Yeah, 10 to 20 is...
But generally speaking, once you're grown adults, a bigger gap isn't that big of a deal.
When does a big gap happen that there isn't grown adults?
Why are you...
Well, I'm asking. I'm trying to understand.
Then the 10 to 20 might be another meaning if you're talking about
Every decade or like 10, not that big of a deal. You're adult still. You're always in the adult range.
Gotcha.
But what I'm saying is every decade it gets to be a little bit more shocking. Just
so anyway,
yes.
Dennis Quaid has defended it, saying, hey, you can't help who you fall in love with. And you can't... I should've. It's math. Melissa's trying to explain math to me here in a way that only Melissa can.
1T1.
What if you're 26 years apart? Then
come
what?
On.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
That was hilarious.
Not really. No.
Yes, it was.
You know, I sometimes just have these random thoughts and things come to mind, and I wanted to ask you if you've ever just wondered this. I don't know. It's simple. Our numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Obviously, everybody knows that. But once we get past that, we clearly know it's 11, 12, 13, 14, blah, blah, blah. But when we get into the 20s, it's 21, 22. So, the reason I bring that up is because after 10, why don't they say 21, 22, 23, 24? I thought I would just share my little thought that was very random with you. There a Butch right there?
And then
he says hi. Hi, Butch.
You've just experienced a Melissa
there
moment.
There with the balloon right by her there. Okay.
The joke is funny!
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.